Good morning, everybody, and it's lovely to see everybody, and welcome to our Connect service. We welcome everybody who's joining us online as well this morning. Great to have you with us, as today we're going to be continuing our series on the Kingdom of God. That's the theme that we've been exploring over the course of this year in our Connect services, and we're going to be thinking about the Kingdom of God again this morning. Last month, we were thinking about how the Kingdom of God entails commitment and obedience. And this month, we're thinking of how it involves preparation, because it has the power to transform us individually, and it can transform the world. And it's great to be thinking about this idea of preparation today, because today is Advent Sunday. It's a season when we begin, over the next couple of weeks, to prepare our hearts for the coming King, for the birth of Jesus. And as we think about this idea of preparing our hearts to welcome Him, and of how we look forward to welcoming His kingdom, it's a really important theme for us to think about over these weeks as we prepare for Christmas. I wanted to first of all say thank you this morning, a very warm word of thanks to everybody who worked so hard yesterday at our Christmas craft fair. Thank you to the Craiga crafters. Thank you to everybody who was involved in catering. We had a really fantastic morning here yesterday, and to date over £3,500 has been raised. So we want to say thank you to everybody for making that such a great success. And you'll see, hopefully, as you've come in this morning, there are some notices for the week that is to come. I wanted to particularly mention this evening at 7 o'clock, we look forward to our Advent Carol service at 7 o'clock this evening. Our worship continues as we enter into this very special season. You'll also have seen, as happens every week, most of our regular weekly activities. Wanted to mention that on Tuesday, the Craiga crafters are going to have some of the wares from the Christmas craft fair. They'll still be on sale on Tuesday. So if you're a Craiga crafter, you weren't able to come yesterday, as I know some people weren't, and there will still be some stuff available on Tuesday morning. That's on Tuesday for the Craiga crafters. On Wednesday, we have our normal church service in Pilates in the evening. And on Thursday evening, we're starting our series of midweek Advent services. They're going to be happening on the first three Thursdays in December at 7:30. And our first service is on the theme of shepherds and angels. And after our midweek Advent service, the Mothers Union are going to host an Advent supper here in the church hall, and everybody is really welcome to that after the church service. Next Sunday, you can. It's not on this Wednesday. Okay. So I don't know if you heard that, but Pilates is not on this Wednesday as it normally is, but it will be resuming next Wednesday. So I hadn't quite clocked that, so apologies for that. And as I say, our services next Sunday are Holy Communion at 9 o'clock, Holy Communion at 11, and evening prayer at 7. And what I want to do just at this point before we sing our opening prayer is I want to invite Brady up to the front, because we're going to light the first candle in our Advent wreath. So Brady's going to come, and he is going to light the first candle in our Advent wreath. So I'm going to ask you if you might light this one here for us. So we just need to get right in there. It takes a tricky hand, that. Good job. Thank you. So as we light the candle in our Advent wreath, we remember all these preparations that God our Father made for the coming of his Son into the world. And today, on the first Sunday of Advent, we're remembering how God spoke to Abraham and Isaac, to Moses and David, and he told them all about the Messiah who was to come. Abraham was promised that through his descendants, all the world would be blessed. And Isaac was told, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you, Moses looked forward to the one who'd be raised up to take his place as the leader of the people, and David knew that a king would follow him who would reign forever. So today, as Brady has lit our first Advent candle, we're remembering Abraham, Isaac, Moses, and David. And like them, we look forward in preparation for the coming Messiah. So let's turn towards our screen as we share our opening prayer together, as we just bring our hearts and our minds together to focus on God. We pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in worship and praise. We ask that you would bless our time together today, and that each person would be open to hearing your word and would respond in loving obedience. Amen. So let's stand together as we sing our opening hymn, Wake Up.
Wake, wake up, my soul, wake, instruments of music. Wake, my strength, my will, my tongue, and fill this house with thankful song. Wake up, my soul, wake, instruments of music. Wake, my strength, my will, my tongue, and fill this house with thankful song. Be
take our seats and let's just still our hearts again as we pray together about those times in our week when in our day when we haven't been the people that God would want us to be. And so we're going to take the opportunity now just to be still for a moment and to bring those times to God and to seek his forgiveness and a fresh start. We pray together. God of everlasting love, God of everlasting love, we confess that we have been unfaithful to our covenant with you and with one another. We have worshipped other gods, money, power, greed, and convenience. We have served our own self-interest instead of serving only you and your people. We have not loved our neighbors as you have commanded. nor have we rightly loved ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, and bring us back into the fullness of our covenant with you and one another, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful Lord, grant to all your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we bring to mind God's mercy and his forgiveness, we're going to sing together our next song, His Mercy Is More.
What love could remember no wrongs we have done? Omniscient, all-knowing, he counts not their sum. Thrown into the sea without a bottom on the shore. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly roam? What father so tender is calling us home? He welcomes the weakest, the highest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn, our sins. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. What riches of kindness he lavished on us. His blood was the payment, his life was the cost. We soon meet the debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is
Our Bible reading this morning is from the prophet Isaiah. It's in chapter 64, and it's a verse, or it's a chapter that again speaks about preparation. And so we're going to read from Isaiah chapter 64, verses 1 to 9. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you, as when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil. Come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continue to sin against them, you are angry. How then can we be saved? all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and made us waste away because of our sins. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord, and do not remember our sins forever, but look upon us, we pray, for we are all your people. Here ends our Bible reading. During the singing of our next song, the children will be leaving us for Sunday school, and we want to wish them well as they go out this morning. But we're going to stand to sing together Across the Lands.
The Word of God, the Father, from before the world began, every star and every planet has been fashioned by your hand. All creation holds together by the power of your voice. Let the skies declare. How silently you suffered at the guilty manger. You're the author of creation. You're the Lord of every man. And your cry of love rings out across the land. With a shout you rose victorious, wresting victory from the grave, and ascended into heaven, leading captives in your way. Now you stand before the Father, interceding for your own, from each tribe and tongue and nation, you are leading.
Love to ring out right across the lands, right across our world at this time. Let's affirm our faith and declare our faith in God as we say the words of our creed together.
We believe in God the Father,
from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If you'd like to take your seats, we're going to sing our next song as we're seated. And we especially want to sing this song and invite you to think about the words, because the words are really, really powerful words. They remind us that you still reign and you're still God.
When all foundations have been shaken, when I'm left standing in the dark, and all I feel is my heart breaking, you still reign and you're still God. And when it feels all hope has faded, heavy questions hit so hard, and though my soul may feel forsaken, you still reign and you're still God. Though I can't see what's before me, I know that I can trust you. Truth will be my story. You still reign and you're still God. I will declare that you are with me. No voices whisper that you're not. You'll never leave me nor forsake me, 'cause you still reign and you're still God. Though I can't see what's before me, I know that I can trust your heart. And this one truth will be my story, that you still reign and can see what's before me. I know that I can trust your heart, and this one truth will be my story, that you still reign and you're still God. When my enemies surround me, the victory of your heart, and fix my eyes upon you, Jesus, for you are God and I am not. You are good and you are faithful, as you have been from the what's before me. I know that I can trust your heart, and this one truth will be my story, that you are the reign and you're still God. And this one truth will be my story, that you still reign and you're still God.
Let us pray. Lord, we ask that you would open our hearts to your word and open your word to our hearts. And we pray that as we gather together this morning, you would speak to us and offer us encouragement and direction as we seek to live for you and learn more of your kingdom. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So if you haven't been with us over the past number of months, we have been thinking together about the theme of the kingdom of God. And we've been saying, just to recap, that the kingdom of God is all pervasive. It's everywhere, as Christ is king over all. And we said that all other authorities will bow to him. And the kingdom draws us out of ourselves towards other people. And the law of love is central. So that's a little bit of background to where we're going to be going today as we continue to think about this idea of the kingdom of God and its importance and its centrality in our lives. I wonder if anybody can tell me anything significant about last Friday, the 1st of December. Anybody tell me anything significant about last Friday, the 1st of December? It was your birthday. That is an excellent idea. That's an excellent... It can't get any better than that. It cannot get any better than that. And maybe... We won't ask you how old you were, but maybe for those who were working last Friday, it might have signified the end of the working week. Or maybe, as in Bobby's case, probably you had a special event planned, like a birthday, or maybe you had a weekend away planned. But I want to tell you that according to BBC Radio 2, last Friday marked the official start of Christmas. And you might wonder, who came to do the honours? Was it the Lord Jesus? Was it the Archbishop of Canterbury? No, it was Zoe Ball. And she did it as she spun the Elton John disc Step Into Christmas just after the 7 o'clock news. And the reason that I'm in the know about all this was that I was defrosting the cars at the time. And of course, in the church, we tend to get a little bit sniffy about things like that. And we say, oh, you know, the secular world, and we're losing sight of the real meaning of Christmas. But what we want to do today is to think a little bit using the lens of the kingdom of God to think about our preparations as today marks the beginning of the season of Advent. And the prophet Isaiah had these things in his mind when he wrote the beautiful words from our Bible reading today. And over this past number of months, as we said, we've been thinking about the kingdom of God as a place where God reigns. And it's a place where God is sovereign, or it's a place where he's in charge. And it's a place where people acknowledge him to be so. And sometimes that could be a geographical place. It could be Belfast, it could be London or Dublin, or sometimes the kingdom of God could describe a gathering like this particular act of worship that we're involved in today. Sometimes the kingdom of God is a situation where God's people are working together to effect change or transformation. And while the job isn't fully completed, or it is underway, or it's in motion. So the kingdom of God can sometimes be a job in progress. And it's with all of those things in mind that I want us to think about preparation today. How do you and I prepare our hearts to welcome the Savior, Jesus, afresh into our situation in 2023? And I'm wondering again if our Bible reading from Isaiah can give us any ideas about that. One of the things that I always love about the baptismal service. And some of us will have been present at baptismal services. But one of the things I always love about the baptismal service is the idea that God comes to live inside each one of us through his Holy Spirit at our baptism. And the primary goal is to make you and me more like Jesus. And what that means in the most basic terms is that wherever Christian people or followers of Jesus go, they bring his presence with them. And that will include obvious churchy places like church services and Bible studies and prayer meetings, but it'll also include places like where we go to school or university. It'll include places like hospitals and offices and business meetings. It'll mean places like your home and your car and how you drive it. It'll mean places like your shopping experiences in person or online, or coffee shops or pubs or restaurants. Wherever you go, Jesus goes too with you. And he dwells inside of you, in your home, in your workplace, in all those places of engagement and encounter. So how should we prepare for the birth of Jesus, for the coming of his kingdom? Let's put up our next slide as we think about this idea. And in verse 1 of our reading, we're told that we should prepare for his coming with eagerness and with longing. And you don't need me to tell you this morning that there are a lot of terrible things happening in our world right now. There are global conflicts in places like Israel and Gaza, in Ukraine and Russia. If you are a member of the Mothers Union, and some of our Mothers Union are going to be leading our prayers this morning, you'll be aware of the escalation of gender-based and domestic violence in Northern Ireland and across the world. There's a profound mental health crisis, with more and more of us suffering from depression and crippling anxiety. There's a cost of living crisis as we wonder increasingly how we're going to pay our bills and manage food prices and energy costs. And when we think of all these things, did you ever wish that things could be different than they are right now? Well, the prophet Isaiah certainly did. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, he implores. So he longs for the appearance of a savior. He longs for change to come about in society. And you know what the good news of the kingdom is? It is that change is possible. And whenever God's people come together, or whenever God's people go their separate ways, they bring his presence with them wherever they go. And that can make a huge difference. And sometimes when we hear all of the bad news, we tend to remove ourselves as far as possible from all those bad news stories that disturb us. When we stop watching the news and we cocoon ourselves maybe in groups of like-minded friends, and we feel powerless to do anything about the state of the world. But Isaiah longed for the kingdom of God to come. He longed for God to come down and for things to change. And that change begins with us, with people like you and me who are followers of Jesus and can bring his presence into the world and make a difference as we do so. So how do we prepare for the kingdom of God? Let's move on to our second slide. We prepare for the coming of the kingdom of God with visibility. And we see some references to this in verses 3 and 4 of our Bible reading. And what I want to suggest is if the secular world, and there's lots of evidence around us, but if the secular world is not afraid to celebrate Christmas with decorating the trees, with all the lights and the parties and the celebrations, why would we as God's people be so hesitant about it? As Isaiah recounts the impact of the presence of God in that Bible reading, he speaks of how the mountains trembled. And he says, "No eye has seen a God like you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him." And so if I think about preparing with visibility, I think about a number of things that go on every week in this church and in other churches across the land. So, for example, I would think of the incredible impact God's people can have when they come together, as people do in our church on a Monday morning, to support young parents and toddlers and offer a space for conversation and mutual support and encouragement on the challenging journey of parenting. Or maybe we could think of activities like our Craig of Crafters working together again on Tuesday mornings, sharing conversations, supporting each other in things that people are going through. Or I think of our Boys Brigade working with our boys and modeling what it means to be a respectful young man in a culture that's very often toxic and puts people under huge pressure. So if we are wanting to be people of the kingdom of God, let's be visible about the values that we want to see, the values of Jesus. As our people do things like going into schools to help with numeracy and literacy, or as they go into gatherings that happen in church or online that offer to pray for people who are sick, and let's tell other people that we are praying for them. Let's be visible and audible in our conversations as we share why having this presence within us brings us peace and hope. So how else do we prepare for the coming of the kingdom of God? Last slide we're going to think about this morning. Let's prepare for his coming as we think about some ideas that Isaiah raised in verses 7 and 8 of our reading, and that is with a developed sense of God awareness. Isaiah in this chapter often reminds himself, and indeed he reminds us, of who God is. He tells us that God is our Father. He says we are the clay, and he is the potter. And so whenever you and I open up our Bibles and read them, or whenever we pray, we open up a conversation with God about what it looks like to be God's people in the world today. And what Isaiah did was he often remembered God's faithfulness to him in the past, and then he looked into the future and he thought, how can I make a difference with trusting in what God has done in the past? How can I take that into the future and make this world a different place? And Isaiah in this reading implores God to look upon us because we are your people. And so it's great for us, if we can, to share stories of how God was with us when we journeyed through a tough time in our lives. Because when we share those stories, they can really help other people who are going through those times right now. Sometimes we do it in our home groups or in our life groups. Sometimes we do it in conversations we have. And we look not with despair to the future, but we look rather with optimism. We've seen how God has helped us in the past, and we want to take that into the future. So over these next few weeks, as we prepare during the season of Advent, let's try to nurture the kingdom of God within us and around us, as we prepare, first of all, with longing, and secondly, with eagerness, that things can be different. Let's make all of that visible in our conversations and our actions, and let's consciously remind ourselves of God's presence with us, making ourselves aware that He has got our back wherever we go this week. And let's stop multiple times during the day, if we need to remind ourselves of that. He's got our back wherever we go this week. Amen. We're going to stay seated as we reflect on these ideas, and we invite into the darkness that Christ would be our light.
Church.
So now, as we turn to the Lord in prayer, we're going to invite Liz and Angela from the Mothers Union to lead us in our prayers.
Lord, as we look forward to celebrating the birth of your Son in a few weeks' time, we look forward to preparing for this throughout our Advent services. And as we in Mothers Union continue on our journey of 16 days, when we pray for the community who have been abused through violence and control, we recognize that it's hard for some to look forward to Christmas. We pray that you will be with them and grant them courage and fortitude in what they have to deal with. But above all else, for your spirit of peace in all our homes. We give thanks for the ministries in our parish that engage with our communities in a fun way, opening our doors and sharing your love for us through Messy Church, our craft fair, the different concerts that are taking place in many churches, and the Christmas tree festivals that have become so popular in recent times. All these things help us in bring our neighbours to be part of our preparations to receive the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus.
Lord, we are sorry that so often, God, that our hearts have been hard towards those around us in the world. Lord, you know the name of every man, woman, and child, and you want to make a difference in their lives. We think of Gaza, we think of COP28, and we ask that you would just help us to engage with these important themes. Lord, you came down to such a world as this. Prepare our hearts for change, Lord, as you would have it. Thank you for all that you've done for us through the cross and rising again and leaving your Holy Spirit to change and transform us. So on this first Sunday in Advent, entering this time of waiting, we ask God to give us renewed hope in the expectation of someday meeting Jesus face to face. Bless your church worldwide through Mothers Union and other mission agencies such as CMS, Leprosy Mission, Fields of Life, and Christian Aid. We think of the potential of every single person. We want them to flourish and thrive, have decent water, food and education, training and livelihoods. Teach us, Lord, how to best serve you, not just locally, but in the wider world. Fill us with your spirit that we may have the strength to follow your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. We ask you to bless those agencies who work with vulnerable people. We ask you to bless the work of Christians Against Poverty, who help people in financial need. We ask you to bless the work of those agencies who work with the homeless, that shelter may be found. And we ask you to bless the work of those agencies who work with the abused, Women's Aid, the PSI, and the Housing Executive. And we thank you that there is a new spirit of cooperation among them as they recognize the benefits of cooperation. And we also give thanks, O Lord, that so many of the people in these organizations are Christians and bringing that to their work. And Lord, we ask you to bless the work in our parish. We give thanks for the ministry of Jono and Andy as they prepare for our services. Be with them as they minister to the sick and bereaved. Give them the strength and the health to continue in their unswerving devotion, not only to us, but to you, Lord. Give them the time and energy to give to their own families too. We also acknowledge the army of parishioners who visit those among us who have difficulty in getting out. And we thank you for our tech team, who enable the housebound to worship with us too. Lord, for all your goodness to us, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
Let's draw all these prayers into the prayer that Jesus taught us about the coming of his kingdom as we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're going to stand together to sing about Jesus, strong and kind.
Jesus said that if I thirst, I should come to him. No one else can satisfy, I should come to him. Jesus said,
and so as we prepare to go out into the world, let's pray our concluding prayer together as we go out into the world. We go into the world. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And a blessing prayer. May Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you, gladden your hearts and scatter the darkness from before you. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Our closing song today is Rescuer.
He's our rescuer. Hey. He's our rescuer. Hey. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Hey. Oh, how grace abounds. Hey. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. There is good news for the captive, good news for the shade. There is good news for the one who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer. Hey! He's our rescuer. Hey! We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Hey! Oh, how grace abounds. Hey! We will praise the Lord our rescuer. He is beauty for the blind man, riches for the poor. He is friendship for the one the world ignores. He is pasture for the weary, rest for those who strive. For the good Lord is the way to life. Yes, the good Lord is the way to life. He's our rescuer. Hey! He's our rescuer. Hey! We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Hey! Oh, how grace abounds. Hey! We will praise the Lord our rescuer. So come and be joyless. Come and be joyless. Come to the foot of Calvary. There is redemption for every addiction. We have the foot of Calvary. So come and be joyless. Come and be joyless. Come to the foot of Calvary. There is redemption for every addiction.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.